is the Con Guy Show. We are your home for news, opinions, and interviews from the world of Comic-Cons and fandoms. Your ultimate insiders for all things con! It is almost here, WonderCon 2024. The little brother-sister convention to San Diego Comic-Con is happening March 29 through 31. At the Anaheim Convention Center, our most previous episode, we tackled the programming schedule. We picked our favorite panels not to miss this week. This episode, we are wrapping things up with everything you need to know to attend WonderCon, parking, hotels, food. We even got some information about some cosplay meetups, the floor. Hello, everybody. We are back. This is our big WonderCon show. All right. We are going to jump right in. But first, Luke, I know that on our most previous episode, we talked about, we went out for Andy Haro's birthday, and Luke, you have managed to upload this photo. This is us. Oh, this is so great.
Post Margaritaville.
Andy chose Margaritaville, so we went out and hung out with them. St. Patrick's Day weekend. This was awesome. Andy, we had so much fun. And Andy will be at WonderCon, so Andy, come find us. We can't wait to see you there. I'm so glad you got that up there, Cheeseman. All right, guys, WonderCon is here. We are excited to be jumping into the madness and craziness that is WonderCon. So we're going to talk a little bit about parking, which we were just talking before. We're like, parking at WonderCon. That's a little bit more tricky than what you think. Hotel sales, that's a little bit easier to talk about, but then food, which that one's kind of easy to talk about, I guess. And then maybe some cosplay meetups. We've got the list of the cosplay meetups that are happening, and then just some tricks, tips, things to make WonderCon work for you. But of course, we're also going to talk about LobbyCon. It's going to be fun this year, guys. LobbyCon is happening. All right. So let's start right at the top, guys. Most important part about attending WonderCon, tickets.
Which one do I want?
I guess we should introduce ourselves. I am Jim. You can find me at James D. Fry on Instagram. Who do we have with us this week to talk about WonderCon?
What's up, everybody? It's Cheeseman. I'm on my little exercise bike. I'm trying to get in shape for WonderCon. It's going to be a lot of walking around, so I gotta get in condition. But I am Cheeseman, one of the founding members of the Con Guy, screenwriter. Looking forward to learning more about screenwriting at WonderCon.
But what is going on?
I'm biking. I have a bike at my desk right now so I can get in shape for WonderCon.
I saw that. You've got your little pedals under the desk.
Little pedals going. Got to get in shape. Fun.
Nice work.
Wow, Luke, you're doing a much better of getting in shape than I am, which is my getting in shape is lifting up this mug and drinking this beer.
Jim's training for WonderCon.
Not drinking beer.
Because usually Ben goes last. So I'm Katie, the solo con girl today. I believe this is celebrating about my decade of WonderCon, even though we missed a few years. Give or take. I can't really keep track of these years. I know we've been doing this show for 8 years, and I've been going to Comic-Con for longer than that. So do with that what you will. You can find me across all social media platforms at KT_Christine. If you use Twitter, I mean X, I still don't like calling it that. If you are over there, I tweet about everything and anything that comes across my mind that will not. More random.
Katie, I still remember the very first time I met you. We were on the streets of San Diego during Comic-Con in the gas lamp district, and I had never met you before, and I felt so bad because I felt I was being rude because my friend Greg was getting into a fight. Greg never fights on the side of the road with these random drunk people and getting into this big fight, and Katie's like, "Hey, I'm Katie." I'm like, "Sorry, I can't talk to you right now. Gotta go."
Stop talking to this girl. We gotta go.
Look, who is this girl? I don't know who this is, but we gotta get out of this mess.
It's fine. You know, what happens at Comic-Con.
But we've been friends ever since.
Greg got into a fight?
I know. Isn't that weird?
He's like the most teddiest of bears. Yeah. Like,
oh, he could take you down in a second. He prides himself on knowing all the moves of how to cripple somebody with just a pinch, like Mr. Spock.
He's like Mr.
Krav Maga.
The ones with that facade, the like teddy bear facade, they're the ones you gotta like watch out for if they get mad. Because
They just keep it all in. Hey everyone, I'm old buddy Ben Cleaver. You can find me on social media at BNKLIEWER. Hard to spell, easy to say. That's Ben Cleaver. I'm on everything. I'm even on X, although I don't actually do anything on X. In fact, I pinned a tweet. Do we still call them tweets?
Now that it's called X?
I know. Why is it called X? But to log in, you got to go to Twitter. What is that?
It's dumb. Like, it's Twitter. It's always been Twitter. He's trying to make it edgy and hip. And anyway, Elon Musk ruins things.
Wait. We're looking for a sponsorship.
Not with the, no, from not Elon with, Musk. Not with Elon.
I think I have an idea that we should just start claiming that we have sponsors to our shows that are products that no longer exist, like brand names that are defunct. And we'll be like, I don't know if it's still around, but like, today's show is brought to you by Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. Thank you, Bill Cream.
I would say Staples, but they are coming back.
Do they make Twinkies still? Didn't Twinkies go out of business?
No.
They stopped making them, and then they started making them again. I think it was a publicity
stunt. Thank goodness. They're for the apocalypse.
Right? Anyway, I believe this will be my 9th anniversary of WonderCon. My first WonderCon was 2015, and I met my wife there. I met my wife at WonderCon.
Please tell the story. I know we don't get a whole lot of time, but I always love hearing the story about why WonderCon is special to Ben. Can you tell us, please?
Well, it is. Long story short, I was hung up on this other girl. And she was like, you should come with me to WonderCon. And I was like, yes, I'm hung up on you, so I guess I'll go to WonderCon with you. And I, through mutual friends, I randomly happened to meet Brianna, my wife, at a dinner out with friends. And we sat next to each other, and I was kind of like, oh, well, she's kind of cool. Because the other girl was just like, I know it's a controversial term, but friend zone.
That happens.
It happens. It happens to both boys and girls and other people. It was kind of a situation where I was like, oh, there are other fish in the sea, and there are other people who understand me and get me and relate to me. And one thing led to another, and there was a little bit of drama. And then I asked Brianna to be my girlfriend at the Renaissance Fair out here in LA. And then a few years later, I proposed to her at Disneyland. And a couple of years after that, we got married on May the 4th. So it's a whole nerd themed relationship.
It is too perfect. It's just too perfect.
All right. And now we're getting ready to go back to WonderCon. So I'm excited about that. Reason I love WonderCon. Sorry, I'm just going to interject.
Ask you, why do you love WonderCon? Let's go around the horn.
I love WonderCon because I also love San Diego Comic-Con. But as you know, 370 billion people go to San Diego Comic-Con. And so the whole time you're kind of like this, and it's hot. It's San Diego. You know, the AC is okay inside the convention center, but not all the time. But you're shoulder to shoulder anywhere you go, inside or outside, in downtown San Diego for Comic-Con. And WonderCon has maybe not the same, but a very similar energy. The excitement of being around all these things that you love, all the booths and the signings and the panels. And it has comparatively about half the crowd. Not to say it isn't a lot of people, because there are still a lot of people there, but it's not shoulder to shoulder. You do have some breathing room, but people are still excited to be there. They're still excited about looking at all the things that are offered there. And yeah, it's like a mini San Diego Comic-Con that's not as crowded. And it's really fun. And for us here in Los Angeles, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump down the road. You know, it's like 30, 45 minute, maybe an hour drive, depending on traffic to Anaheim. In San Diego, it's at least 2.5 hours without traffic, and there's never without traffic. So
Nope. You know, and you mentioned the attendance. I know that at its peak, WonderCon was between 70 to 90,000. That's mm-hmm. it peaked out at that before we hit the COVID years. And so I think it's still kind of rebuilding after that. It looks like stuff is coming back. There are still tickets available to this WonderCon. So yeah, there's no way. As we talk, maybe I should go on and look. There were as of yesterday when I was looking, but between 70,000 to 90,000, whereas San Diego is tops out about 135,000 attendees, plus another 5 to 10,000 industry folks. And then there's all the people who show up just to take our hotels.
Yeah, plus another 50,000 people who don't even go into the convention center.
The ghosters. I don't know how I feel about that. But anyways, so that is why you love WonderCon. Katie, what about you?
I'm kind of echoing off of what Ben said. Like, I want to call it like San Diego Comic-Con pregame. Like, it starts off our season, you know, this happens first, and then we have Ren Fair, and then we have a couple other conventions here in Los Angeles, and then we have San Diego Comic-Con. And if you're from Southern California or near Southern California and you want to test the waters, WonderCon's kind of a good one to do, because it's not too small, but it's also not as big as San Diego Comic-Con. And also the cosplay is phenomenal. So with WonderCon, because the Anaheim Convention Center is, I don't want to say bigger, but bigger in the sense that there's room to walk around. There's always room to walk around. So you'll see a lot of bigger cosplays, bigger props, things like that than you see at San Diego Comic-Con, just because San Diego Comic-Con has so many people that there's restrictions on how big things can be, props you can have, which there are at WonderCon too, but like there's just more room. So, and by the fountain, there's people who won't have a badge, although now you have to have a badge to get to the fountain, I believe. You didn't used to. But if you're just hanging out outside, there's cosplayers there all day that you can take pictures with. And the thing about San Diego Comic-Con is, yeah, there's people outside the convention center and cosplay standing, but they don't technically like people just hanging out outside there taking pictures, whereas at WonderCon, there is a lot more places to take photos for people who are interested in that, or people who are wanting to see fun costumes. The later in the day it gets, especially on Saturday, is when costumes, you know, people spend hours getting ready. They'll come out once the sun has set a little bit, not so high in the sky, and they come out and they're out there till the evening time taking pictures and stuff like that. And the fountains is a very good photo op. So, and food. The food, now don't get me wrong, San Diego Comic-Con, we have Gaslamp, and there's so much food in Gaslamp. But it's still kind of like a little bit of a walk, a little bit of a tricky maneuver to find it. But at WonderCon, there are food trucks galore. So you will have to wait in a very long line.
Yep.
But there's a lot more options. And also walkability. So I know it's a lot, but like there's a lot of things around the convention center, aka Disneyland, aka Angel Stadium, Honda Center, Garden Walk. There's a lot of places within a walking distance of the convention. So if you are staying there for the weekend, there are other ways, places you can go to eat that is not as easy in downtown San Diego. Yep.
The food trucks at WonderCon is where I first met friend of the show, Angela Relucio. Is that how you say her last name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I met her there my first year in 2015 as well. And just happened to meet her. And then all of a sudden one day she's on an episode of the Con Guy. And I'm like, what, where did you come from? Did you guys meet her there or did you meet her through something else?
Luke, did we know her before? I didn't know she
was. We knew her from a restaurant called Tam-O-Shanter where she worked there. And we are regulars at that place. And then I think we just happened to run into her at a con. I think she was dressed up like a Walking Dead, kind of like Carl or something like that. Oh, yeah. And I might've been like Abraham or something like that, but then we started crossing paths and then now making an effort to meet up while we're there.
And she does not work at the Tam-O-Shanter any longer, but we saw her there at St. Patrick's Day and we had a blast. So it was a lot of fun. She got booked some like some recurring roles on some TV series. So she was able to give that up, which was great. Good for her. And so we are going to talk about the food in just a second. What about you, Cheeseman?
Well, first of all, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Squeeze It. They have a new flavor called Mean Green, and I'm a big fan. So make sure to get your Mean Green Squeeze It. So now that I've gotten that out of the way,
what kind of makes WonderCon special for me is that's kind of the beginning of where I discovered the con world, and especially the exhibit floor. It's a great place where you get a lot of similar vendors to what.
Oh, it was your first con, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was 2012 or 2013. One of those years. Your first one, yep. And then, yeah, just discovering the floor, because you'll find a lot of, I mean, they have all sorts of collectibles and even like nostalgic stuff from your childhood going back to probably a long time. I think you could probably anybody living could maybe possibly find something that's collectible from their life. And, you know, they just have all sorts of, you know, old Batman stuff. So I just really enjoyed refinding some of the toys from my childhood, and especially some of them were still in the package, and I rebought this Batman and Robin 1989 figure and stuff. So, and it's also a place where still some of the studios, and like I enjoyed some of those like panels, like Walking Dead, 21 Jump Street was at the first one.
That's right.
The first WonderCon I was at, and Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum were there.
And they hosted a screening.
They hosted a screening after you could go to right there nearby. So I just like how it's a little bit of a smaller Comic-Con. It's little brother, and you get a little of that Comic-Con vibe, but it's not, doesn't have the craziness where you can't get around, or you can get into most of the panels too. And they still do have some of the larger panels at times. And I'm definitely, like I mentioned, looking forward to Resident Alien.
I tell you what, it is so cool that, each of the four of us have found different things that have like plugged us into WonderCon. For me, it's the panels. I am a panel guy through and through, and I love the fact that WonderCon is so robust in its panel offerings. It's better than almost any convention out there except for San Diego's. It's because it is a 501c3. They are an educational con, so that they go out of their way to make sure that they are providing plenty of educational opportunities. So for me, it's the panels. For Lucas, here's the big thing that lured him in is the collectibles. Katie is all about the costuming. Ben finds wives there. It's the best con we can have.
One reason to go to WonderCon. Women.
Notice that was plural too. Ben has several wives, all from different
WonderCons. I'm into polygamy. I am not into polygamy. That was a joke. Just putting that out there.
It's too expensive. Katie, what about you?
What?
I thought you were about to say something.
I was, and I totally forgot what it was.
Well, I was going to say, to tag along to what Katie said earlier, while you're thinking of what you were going to say, Katie. You know, Katie was saying it's like a little pregame for San Diego, or it's like if you're curious about San Diego Comic-Con, but you're not sure, this would be a good tester. And she's like, if you're from Southern California, but even if you've got disposable income and you're not from Southern California,
Yeah.
As Jim said, as of the taping of this podcast, which we're pre-taping it, it's not live tonight, everyone. Sorry. But
secret.
sounded like Trump there. It's not live, everyone. But it's as of this taping, there are still badges available. There's still, I think, some hotel rooms available.
Yep.
And so if you can get on a flight, you got a week. By the end of this week, you can get there. I also just want to mention one of tonight's sponsors, Pontiac Automobiles. Pontiac Automobiles, great sponsor and friend of the show. Thank you to Pontiac for sponsoring the Con Guy tonight.
That's right.
So that worked. Huh? Good job. Good job, Ben. So what I was going to say is, before we go into everything else, I have a question for everybody. And I'm going to ask the people watching to comment your answer for this question too, so we can see what you would want to get. What is the one thing, or if you guys are looking for something that you're like, I really want to find this at the convention on the floor, whether it be an exclusive, whether it be a comic book, like what is the one thing that you've either been looking for a while, or that is coming out that recently that you're like, I need this?
Can I be totally honest?
Yeah.
No.
A wife. Why not a wife? I've been looking for a wife for a long time, and maybe I can find her on the
floor. It worked for Ben, so.
I recommend it. Because yeah. Where else are you going to find a wife? A bar?
Technically, that would be an exclusive, right?
Yeah. Very exclusive.
That's a very exclusive. All right. Guys, we're going to jump into WonderCon happening March 29th through 31 at the Anaheim Convention Center. The floor hours are Friday 11:30 to 7, Saturday 10 till 7, with an after party, so to speak, in the lobby of the Hilton called LobbyCon. And then Sunday, 10 till 5. All right, guys. First up, the first most important thing I think we covered, tickets are still on sale and on the website right now. Yes, tickets are still on sale. Number two, once you get your by the way, the tickets to this WonderCon, to WonderCon are very affordable. San Diego Comic-Con jumps up. A lot of the other conventions are a little bit more expensive. WonderCon is very affordable. And like we were talking about, for the value you get from this convention, which is so robust in its programming, and the convention floor has so many vendors of quality on it, you're going to really be astounded at the value of this convention. All right, let's talk about hotels. Katie, you and I were looking. Hotels are usually for the Comic-Con International conventions, which is San Diego Comic-Con and WonderCon, are handled through On Peak. Right now, On Peak, it changed, I guess, while we were just talking. But
by the way, tickets are $24 for Friday, $29 for Saturday, and $20 for Sunday.
Where are you going to get that kind of a deal anywhere? I mean, it's everything's more expensive than that.
Oh, I lied. That was the junior military discount. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Oh, okay.
They changed the site. I'm still learning it, guys. So availability Friday for adult 47, 57, or 40. Still not bad.
Not bad. $50.
Less than $50 for the little brother of San Diego Comic-Con, which is in the hundreds.
370.
All right, let's talk. Let's talk about the hotels.
Yeah.
The hotels for Anaheim are fairly walkable. It's kind of like in downtown San Diego, you have the Gaslamp District. If you're lucky enough to get one of those hotels, it's very walkable. Otherwise, you're driving everywhere. But for here in Anaheim, let's talk about the hotels. Katie, you were looking at, were you looking at On Peak or at something else?
When I looked on Peak for that, there was only the Hilton left. That was the only thing that was left.
Oh, so the Hotel Lulu just sold out within the past like 30 minutes. So yeah. Hilton is still left at $226 per night. The Hilton is the host hotel, right? I think. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hilton or the Marriott, they're right there.
They're both right there, yeah.
Yeah, they're now, right there, basically almost connected onto the convention center.
Yeah.
And Jim's room number is...
keep checking on Peak. You never know. Every once in a while, people will start to... things happen. They will cancel their reservations, and they do become available. This does not mean the hotel is completely sold out. It just means that the block of rates that they get for WonderCon are sold out. So... you could get rooms in some of these hotels, but it's going to cost you a little more money because it is not the discounted rate.
I checked hotels.com in both Marriott. The Anaheim Marriott is $238 right now, which is just a little bit more than the On Peak price of $226 for the Hilton. Yep. However, the price for the Hilton, if you're not in On Peak right now, I checked hotels.com. It's like $330. So it's kind of pricey right now. Yeah.
And by the way, Disneyland, so there's a lot of stuff near there. Lots.
We as the con guy cannot guarantee any of these prices. This is just what we're seeing right now. but that changes, as we've already seen, on a minute-by-minute basis. So please go look for yourself, and please book a room if it's at a price that's reasonable for your price range, and then come hang out with us at LobbyCon.
That's right. Just real quick, DoubleTree Suites, as of this time, are $183. Sheraton Park, $224. Anaheim Marriott, $238-ish. The Clarion, which is super close, is right under $200. That one will probably sell out fairly quickly, guys. Hilton Garden Inn, $159. Again, when you listen to this podcast, these might all be gone. Go to hotels.com. Hopefully, become a member because you get discounts, and then check in for Anaheim Convention Center. You can just put in the convention center or your favorite hotel search site. As of right now, there's a lot of hotels left, but as these guys know, they fill up fairly quickly, and it's all convention related around this time of year. Disney's across the street, so we can't say that. Speaking of which, did you guys know that WonderCon has made a special deal with those who want to buy tickets to Disney?
I did hear about this, Jim. Why don't you tell us more?
That's all I know. No,
never mind.
Go to the website. No, go to the WonderCon website, the San Diego Comic. Go to the Comic-Con website, the WonderCon tab. You'll find information about special ticket prices to go visit Disney after the close of the convention. It's a great deal. All right. Let's talk. What, Katie?
Sorry, I was muted. They did it last year, too.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
it was the first year.
Didn't they have like even a booth inside the convention center where you could buy your Disney? Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right, guys, let's talk about parking. And parking is, I'll be honest with you, parking for this particular convention, I would not say is the easiest one to explain. Who wants to tackle our parking?
I can take this.
Let's take it. Yeah, go ahead.
So first of all, before the people who don't drive, as I know that this is a con that is easier to attend than, say, San Diego Comic-Con for the sense of public transportation. Even though there is a trolley system in San Diego Comic-Con, the good thing about the Anaheim Train Center is it is very, very close to the convention center in Disneyland. Close enough that you can walk, but it is a little bit of a walk. But you can also, like, grab an Uber or Lyft or something the last bit of the way or whatnot. But it is walkable. And the Anaheim train station is beautiful. Like, it's such a nice train station. They recently renovated it. They're even going to be doing it more so. So there's some food stuff there in as well. But yeah, so you can check out the train to do that. As far as parking goes, I've never once parked at the Anaheim Convention Center. I don't know where it's at. I don't know how to get there. I'm sure there's signage that has to do with going around the hotels. I always park at the Toy Story lot for Disneyland. Every single year, that is where I park. It is $35 for the amusement park, but I believe for WonderCon, there will have that one side will be for convention parking and one side will be for Disneyland. I don't remember if they changed the price. I can't remember because most of the competing parking lots for the convention are between $20 and $30, so they might change it, but they will. They're smart. They have their ways of knowing if you're like not going to the convention. So there's that option. It's not too long of a walk. I want to say it's about a half mile. Like, it's not terrible. You can walk there. You'll literally see a ton of people going there. So you kind of just follow the masses and you can see it. It's a straight shot down the street. Same with Garden Walk, which is about a little bit around the same area, about a half mile as well. It's the an outdoor mall that is just down the street. There's a lot of places to eat there too. A lot of restaurants like a Cheesecake Factory, things like that. You can also park there for, according to their website, it's $20. But there is instructions for, like, if you're going to the convention center. So just make sure you look it up online. But I believe if you, like, there's, like, a number, you're like, hey, I'm going to the convention center, and you'll get it for $20. So those are the main ones that I can think of that I've personally done. I just find it so much easier to park at the Disneyland parking.
Mm-hmm. And if you look on the convention center – on the website, comiccon.org, under WonderCon, parking is available at the Anaheim Convention Center on a first-come basis, and these parking lots fill up quickly. Please review the information below for the different various parking lots. It's $20 per day at the convention center, which is really good. But other than that, what Katie just talked about, Garden Walk and the Toy Story lot, those are your best bets. You can take your chances and try to find street parking within a couple of miles. Don't fill up the neighborhoods around there. Let's be good neighbors. If you know somebody in the neighborhoods around here, that's a different thing, but try not to be a nuisance around there. We encourage you. We're not telling you what to do. Not telling you what to do, but let's be good neighbors. Ben, do you have anything else there?
Well, obviously, if you're staying at one of the hotels, you can use the hotel parking.
Yeah.
We didn't even say that. Duh.
Did you say that, Katie? Was I not paying attention?
I did not. I said that I think you have to go through the hotels to get to the convention center parking, but hotel parking too.
Right. Yeah. So, and by the way, just as a shout out to one of our sponsors, Orbitz Soft Drinks, sponsoring tonight's episode of the Con Guy Happy Hour. Orbitz Soft Drinks. They've got little things floating in them, and that's why they no longer exist, because they were a choking hazard, I'm sure. Now, what's the next topic, Jim?
Wait, real quick. If you do park at Garden Walk, bring your ticket with you to the WonderCon information desk in the lobby B or C, or the ground floor north lobby to collect a parking coupon. The coupon will guarantee you the $20 Anaheim Convention Center rate. So make sure you bring that coupon and get verified. There are also shuttle buses. These are called ART shuttle buses, ART. They're running around the Convention Center and Disneyland Resort area. They will help you jump on and off. So, all right, the next thing, food. Let's talk food. What? I'm sorry, Ben.
I think ART is Anaheim Regional Transport or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah. An acronym. But yeah, also parking at the Garden Walk, it's got a bunch of restaurants. It's got like Cheesecake Factory and Bubba Gump Shrimp and all that kind of stuff. So if you want somebody, but I did not know that they have a parking deal with the convention center. That is really, really neat.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, I love the Garden Walk's a great place to go because great dinner afterwards. All right. Speaking of which, let's talk food. Ben,
can I mention one other thing real quick? Oh wait, never mind. It doesn't conflict with WonderCon. Never mind. I was going to say, to check the Ducks schedule, but they're not out. They won't be playing a game during that weekend, so you will not have to worry about parking for Honda Center or over there. There might be options over there. I'm not sure, but I was trying to see if there was a game, but they will not be back in town till the 5th. So
Easter weekend is a massively busy time for the Walt Disney Company at its theme parks. So just be prepared. Give yourself some time. Go to if you can, park at the Garden Walk, I think would be my suggestion, or Toy Story Lot. But both, you're going to get some delays just because it's Easter weekend. So busy time at the parks. All right, Ben, let's talk food. What is good on your food radar?
Man, you know, I'm looking at the unofficial blog. The last time they updated their food truck thing was 2019, it looks like. I'm not seeing anything after that. So here's the thing. I'm going to go completely off memory because I have nothing to look at right now as far as what's available. But they always have really amazing food trucks at WonderCon. Now, if you're familiar with the area, you kind of know where they go. But if you're not, you've got leading up to the front of the Anaheim Convention Center, the pathway, if you will, is what's the word I'm looking for? Flanked by two hotels, the Marriott and the Hilton. And there's a long walkway, and then there's a fountain right in front of the convention center. But along that long walkway,
I believe Ben is walking with his body because there's a picture there.
Yes, there's that's my chair. Here's the fountain. Here's the fountain here. But then you go this way, this way, and it's that long corridor walkway. It's not a corridor, it's all open, but and that's where they park the food trucks. And there's usually like 8 to 10 food trucks there, maybe.
Yeah.
Give or take. Well, yeah. And they just have, you know, everything from standards like pizza and burgers to fusion, like Mexican Asian fusion trucks and all this kind of stuff. You know, they've got spicy, they've got mild, they've got every different type of food, it seems, that you would want. Now, on top of that, of course, you can go to the standard convention center concession stands. You can get popcorn or pizza by the slice or hot dogs or whatever, you know, your standard kind of convention center fare. There's also really lovely restaurants inside of the Hilton and the Marriott as well, and those both have bars, and that's generally where a lot of people will be hanging out in the evening after the events of the convention kind of end around 9, 10, 11 o'clock. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about LobbyCon, but there are also restaurants there. You can order food. They've got really nice, food fare. And then, as we mentioned earlier, up the street a little bit, it's just a little bit of a schlep. It's about a half a mile or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's the Garden Walk. And there are a lot of great restaurants there. We did a little kind of pub crawl almost last year. Is that when we did it? And trying to find something to eat and something to drink, we ended up in that country music bar or something, didn't we?
I remember that.
House of Blues, but
House of Blues, that's what it was.
Pull this picture up. It's over top Ben's face. It's from the balcony. This is from the balcony. Look, it's kind of blurry, and I apologize. This is the balcony looking down at the plaza area, the fountain in front of the convention center. Right in front of the fountains, you see all those people gathering. Right beyond that is where the food trucks start. In the middle of all those trees. If you're
looking at the photo right now, it's about at the 11 o'clock point of the photo. That's where that big walkway is with the food trucks. But
Also, go ahead.
I was going to say also there's Downtown Disney that you can walk over to. Is that what you're going to say, Katie?
No, but I was going to say that too. Yeah.
There's Downtown Disney, which is not inside the theme parks. It's more of an outdoor shopping mall type area, if you're not familiar. And that has a lot of restaurants as well. You do not have to be a ticketed guest of the park in order to access Downtown Disney. That is a walk-in. You do have to go through security, but you don't have to have a ticket.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say was, lastly, of course, there is the generic food court inside as well, which has your normal stuff. But also, I can't remember if it's in the Hilton or the Marriott. If you're facing the Anaheim Convention Center, which one's on the right?
On the right, that's the Hilton.
That's the Hilton, right? Okay. So the Hilton in the lobby area, there's side entrances that you can go to directly from the convention. They'll have scan out areas right there. You just cross like where the cars go to get to their parking. There's a Starbucks there. There's another like small little food court there as well.
Samaro's Pizza.
Yeah, there's like
Samaro's.
There's like pizza. It's changed like 4 times in the history that I've been there.
Changing.
That
my
Starbucks
favorite New York pizzeria.
Always busy, but it's great because you can walk there. There's also Starbucks inside, but you know.
One of the world's busiest Starbucks during that convention, though.
Yeah, but that area, not only, like I said, there is a lot of tiny little eateries there at the base of the lobby of the hotel. They have a lot of seating, a lot of indoor seating. So if you can't find a spot to sit at the food courts, there's also those spots in that lobby area.
One of my favorite places to eat is inside. So to the right, Katie was mentioning, if you're facing the convention center, you're facing the Hilton. To the left is the Marriott. The Marriott has a great restaurant bar right around the pool. It's a great spot if you got it's not super quick, but if you got a little bit of time, go over there, you can get a great meal. Plus, right down the hallway there, they have basically a build your own pizza place. You can order what you want. It's a quick service, nice little kind of gourmet pizza joint right there inside the Marriott. So that's kind of a good spot. It's a go-to spot for when you run out of other options. So we've talked about a lot of food, guys. And you're going to move on
food just real quick.
Oh, go ahead, Luke.
I will say that the food trucks have a really good variety of like really good items. Like they've had like cookie sandwiches that are like a really nice cookie. They've had corn dogs. They've had burritos. They have a little bit of everything. Even like, I'm sure they'll probably have like smash burgers or some sort of really good burger kind of thing. But Denny's is always a quick, easy option, especially if you're looking for something 24 hours.
Oh yeah.
We've done as well. And then
IHOP has your chicken and waffles right there within walking distance.
Yeah. Or actually it was IHOP, not Denny's. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a Denny's over there too.
Okay.
There's a Denny's over there. Yeah.
And I do have to say that the Marriott's restaurant is very good and we have eaten there several times.
Yeah. I usually go to the Marriott every night, like for dinner. It's just a great spot to grab dinner. The Hilton's a bit more pricey. The Marriott's a little bit more affordable. Sorry, I'm just telling it like it is. And if you want a really nice meal, right at the end of the road leading into the convention center to your left, there's Morton's the Steakhouse, which is, as you know, it's a reward. It's a reward for a job well done. Anything else before we move on, guys?
Yeah, there's also places like by the stadium. There's so much food, like so much food.
It's a food lover's dream around there. All right. So let's talk about, if we can, there's two things I do want to address. We've talked about parking. We've talked about hotels. We've talked about tickets. We've talked about food. That's sort of the bare necessities of what this is about. Does any one question in our previous podcast that did pop up is Funko coming to this particular convention? They are not. Funko is sitting this one out. They will be and Katie, let me know that C2E2 in Chicago. Funko is going to be having a presence there. But there is a giant presence going to be on the floor this year that hasn't been there in probably 6-7 years. That is Mattel. The Mattel toy company is showing up. And this is big. Our buddy Brad, who is many times in the comment section here, he's been at WonderCon, I think, every year for like 15 years. And this year, Brad is a celebrity photographer, so he is flying to the East Coast. There's a couple of events he has to do some photos for, but he's missing WonderCon this year, and he freaked out. He's like, for the first time in forever, Mattel is going to be at WonderCon. So I think this is a big deal. Also, Mattel just dropped information. They're having a Mattel grand finale revealing a bunch of their exclusives for both WonderCon and San Diego Comic-Con this week. So when I say this week, it's like the week and a half leading up to WonderCon. So check it out. We are going to be featuring some of that on the website and our social. So be checking it out. I know that Brad and Jake Jerilee, who also is on the show sometimes, are big fans of the Masters of the Universe collection, which all kinds of new stuff is being released right now. See, that's Brad's favorite thing, the Masters of the Universe collectibles. And they are coming out with new stuff at WonderCon and San Diego Comic-Con this year. But anyways, that's a big one. Luke, do you see, have you found any kind of exclusives or anybody that's going to be on the floor that you're kind of looking forward to?
I would like to give a shout out to Hero Within, who's a friend of the Con Guy. We've had Tony Kim on the show a lot. He will be there. I'm not sure if he'll have newer stuff, but he's done a lot of stuff specializing specifically on Star Trek recently. So I'm not sure if he's going to be kind of testing the market out with anything new pre-Comic-Con. I was trying to text him to see if he had anything to promote, but definitely go check out his stuff. Hero Within does like fandom style that you could wear to like a business job. Like it's like subtle, but very cool stuff like jean jackets, dress shirts, bomber jackets. And they also do like some pins and just other kind of collectible stuff. So there's a good chance he'll have some stuff there. It looks, we've been talking about Ghostbusters on our show before. It looks like there's a couple different Ghostbuster type thing. There's the Ghostbusters of Southern California at 1194 and Los Angeles Ghostbusters at 1192. So like right beside each other, I guess there's going to be some Ghostbusters, like real ones there.
Those are actual like ghost hunting. Wait a minute, one of them, I think so, one's a cosplay organization and one's an actual ghost hunter, right?
I'm actually one of the guys. I think it's the Los Angeles Ghostbusters or the Ghostbusters of Southern California. I can't remember which faction he's a part of, but one of my D&D buddies is one of the head guys of that. And so we'll have to have him on the show sometime.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be so cool.
And I do want to say Hero Within is booth 918. Also want to give a shout out to Phantom Charities, who we've done some signings with. They're 1176. And then Geekdom Wear, they are 1700. Topher, who's going to be on Jim's panel, is Geekdom Wear.
Well, I'm going to be on his panel.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You know what I mean.
I know. It looks like IDW has an exclusive Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles release coming out, that comic book. That looks very cool. I'm looking at, what is this? Our friends over at SDCC blog, they have a lot of the exclusives listed if you guys want to check them out. I know that Jake on our, who is on here a lot, he was talking about a lot of the exclusives he's going to be looking at. I'm looking at the floor map right now. The small press has a very large area this year, which is exciting. Artist Alley is huge. I think the Artist Alley by percentages is larger at WonderCon than it is at San Diego Comic-Con, just because of the number of people that are trying to get into Comic-Con. I see that IDW will be there. The Comic-Con Museum will be there. Toy Stop Collectibles is going to be there. I'm going to zoom in a little bit more. Creativity Events. Toynami is going to be there. Toynami is always a big presence on the floor. Comic Ace is going to be there, gallery, and then a whole lot more. So this is kind of cool. Anyways, like Katie was talking, it might've been our last, she was talking about cosplay. There is a lot of space here. The Anaheim Convention Center is the second largest convention center on the West Coast. And then the first one, of course, is San Diego Comic-Con. So there's a lot of space here. All right, guys, we are going to, we are really running some time. Yeah, Ben?
Let's go ahead and move on to our next section. We're going to save LobbyCon till the end, because that happens at the end of the day anyway. Let's jump in and do let's have Katie do the cosplay meetups, because I think she's got to bounce here in a second. Really quickly, our cosplay meetups section is brought to you by Enron Energy. Of course, no longer exists, but thank you for sponsoring this segment of the show. Katie, take it away.
All right, so there's a lot of good things for cosplay meetups. For those of you who are not familiar with what a meetup is obviously it's just a whole bunch of people who have the same fandom, usually the theme. And you meet up, you take pictures, and then there's always a group picture. So they have all sorts of these. And this is a list that I don't remember who said, you said made it. But
oh, I'm sorry. I just want to, let's give some credit. Let me come back here for a second. We, the con guys, we help to moderate and manage a group on Facebook called WonderCon. And in WonderCon, one of the members of that group, he put together this page. I think I'm looking at it right now. Where to go? Everything you need to know. Oh, Robert Torres. I apologize. I didn't have it top of mind. Robert Torres put together this panel. Not this panel, this listing of all the cosplay meetups that he has been able to pull together. He also has a group on WonderCon called the group photo shoots for WonderCon. So go check it out. Robert, thank you so much. And cool. Katie, take it away.
All right. So Friday is a light day for meetups, usually because people work, et cetera. So they don't do a lot of stuff. But there is a Star Trek one at 11:30 in the morning in front of the fountain. Fountain is going to be your key point for a lot of these, but not all of them. And then there is a Spider-Verse one at 2 p.m. again in front of the fountain. Saturday is your bulk day for pretty much anything. There's going to be a G.I. Joe Hasbro one at 10 a.m. again in the front of at the fountain, as well as a DC one at 11 a.m. for anything DC related. That's going to be on the South Terrace, the second level of the convention center. This one, you do need a badge for any of these, but these ones in particular, you do have to go into the convention center to get to them. It's a really cool space. It oversees, Anaheim and stuff in it, but that's where they always take the Marvel one as well. Then we have Doctor Who, which is also at 11 a.m., but that one's at the fountain. Always a big turnout for the Doctor Who meetups. And then there is a, I do not know how to say that.
Twi'lek.
Okay. I was like, I have no idea because I'm just ignore me.
It's the Twi'lek Targuda meetup.
So.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars meetup at South Terrace, second level of the convention center. There's also one at 12 as well. That's at the same place. So it's a big turnout for that one.
Wait, Katie, we just different. Hey, Ben, what's Twi'lek?
The Twi'leks are a species in Star Wars that they're primarily known for the large tentacles coming out, tentacles coming out the top of their heads. And they feature a lot more prominently in like Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah.
Or if you watched Ahsoka.
Cool.
So that's the first one. The second one is just Star Wars.
Yep.
Then there's a Hellfire Gala show at 12 p.m. That's at the palm tree area near the main fountain. So when you're at the main fountain, you're going to see a trade area. That's where that one is at. Then I like this one. I don't know if I've ever seen them do this before, but it's a Broadway/musical meetup at 12 p.m. to 12:30 at
the fountain. So unusual, yeah.
Oh, I'm all for it. I'm going to have to go check that one out. And then there's a Hellfire Gala group shoot time at 12:30 in front of the fountain. Has-Been Hotel at 12:31 in front of the fountain. Resident Evil 1-2 in front of the fountain. Then we've got later on in the day, Halo, again, South Terrace. Black Cosplayers, 3 p.m., fountain. Another one for Doctor Who, again, at the fountain at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., we have Fallout, which is in the as well at the fountain, so I'm sure they're going to overlap a little bit. And then one of the big ones that I have gone to on multiple times, and I believe Luke has too, is the Marvel meetup, which is on the South Terrace on the second level of the convention center. And then right after that is Moon Knight. And that's when they'll do the another photo, big photo. And then Sunday is kind of light, but there's some big ones that I think are going to be really popular. Avatar The Last Airbender. Always a hit at Comic Cons, but more specifically because it is probably going to have a lot of cosplayers due to the live action. Yep. So that's at 11 a.m. in front of the fountain on Sunday. Critical Role is probably going to have a big turnout at 12 p.m. in front of the fountain as well. And then Star Wars Gala Walk at 12 p.m. in front of the fountain. Then Over 30 Cosplay at 1 p.m. I don't know that I've ever seen that they do that, but that's, I like that.
Get then these kids Disney, out of here.
Disney time at 2 p.m. and Barbie time at 2 p.m. The Disney one is at the South Terrace second level, and Barbie is in front of the fountain. There's going to be so much pink in front of the fountain. I'm going to have to find my way over there because that's great. This is the list that he had, but I'm sure there are more.
Yep.
Facebook is the best place to look for meetups because that's where a lot of them are, like groups that's where they talk about it. So.
And we'll post the link to this list because it's going to be updated. Thank you, Mr. Torres, for having this for us. And Ben, we're going to close out on LobbyCon. We're going to invite everybody to LobbyCon. Ben, tell us about LobbyCon.
All right. Sounds good. First of all, I do want to say goodbye to Katie. She's got to take off. Bye, Katie. Bye.
Bye,
Katie.
See you at WonderCon. See you at WonderCon.
Thing, heart. Anyway. And, of course, our LobbyCon section is brought to you, as always, by Bugle Boy Jeans. Bugle Boy Jeans.
So many sponsors tonight. We're going to be rich.
Bugle Boy. Right? LobbyCon is exactly what it sounds like. And you'll find this at more than just WonderCon. But WonderCon is one of the granddaddies, I want to say, of LobbyCon-ing. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat. And essentially, it's just you've got the two major hotels right next to the convention center there. You've got the Hilton and the Marriott, and they both have large bar areas. The Marriott's actually extends kind of out onto the pool deck a little bit. But it's most of the lobby conning I've done seems to be centered around the Hilton bar. Because it's a pretty large area that can fit a lot of people. They serve food. They always have plenty of bartenders back there who all look stressed out, and I feel for them deep in my heart.
Be nice to them.
Be nice to your bartenders and tip them well. Yeah. I know we're poor nerds, but whatever you can do, please just tip them because they're working their butts off for you back there. But it's basically the elite to the bottom rung on the ladder as far as attendees of WonderCon end up all in the same mess of a place, which is the bar at the Hilton, usually with overflow going into the Marriott, and everybody's drinking, they're having a good time, they're eating food, they're exchanging information, they're networking, they're giving out business cards. They're doing all of it. So I think in our last show, we talked about if you're going there to network, always bring your business card because, you know, the digital business cards are great. I actually have physical business cards that have a QR code on them that Smart. You can scan Smart. On your phone, but I can still give it to you because sometimes you scan it and then you just close that web app and then you never think of it again. But maybe one day, a couple days later, you reach down into your pocket and, oh, there's a business card. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a great opportunity to see and be seen. It's a great opportunity just to hang out and have some fun, meet some new people. I have met many, many wonderful people, at LobbyCon who are still friends to this day. And some of them are those types of friends that I don't see except for at LobbyCon, basically. Right. So it's a lot of fun. I feel like April Wallin is one of those people that I met her at WonderCon at a LobbyCon, and she's been on the show a couple times, and I've seen her a couple times outside of that, but usually I just see her at like the Hilton bar for LobbyCon. Yeah. Jim, what's your favorite part of LobbyCon?
One of my favorite people I've ever met at LobbyCon is a friend of the show, Mr. David Boer.
D-Boo!
Yeah. The writer for Canto, which is finished. Oh, let's go. We're going to try to get him on the show real soon. They're finishing Canto, the grand finale, 5 years of Canto. 5 years ago, we met 5 or 6 years ago. Luke, do you remember when we met David? It was there in the lobby of the Hilton. Remember that?
Yeah, it was. I don't know the exact year, but yeah, it would have probably been around 2013, 2014, I would guess.
Yeah, it was a number. And David is now one of the 14, biggest.
That's like 11 years ago, 10 years ago.
Maybe, well, we knew him when he was still small and not insignificant in the eyes of the comic book industry. Now he's blown up.
Not the Eisner king of
nominated. Canto is one of the biggest surprise hits out of the gate that's ever come out of the, I mean, ever, that has come out of the comic book industry in the last 10 years.
David, and it's has so written, fun. It's so cute fun. And it's so wholesome and it's just good. It's good writing.
I think, and I don't want to misspeak, but I'm going to, I think an animated film is on the way.
That's the word on the street.
Word on the street. Did not hear it from David's mouth. But David has written some films now, and he's writing for so many. I was so honored to meet David here. And you know what? We just hung out with him. He's a cool dude. And that happened with Matt Gagnon, who you know as well from Boom Comics. We got to know the editor-in-chief through LobbyCon. And there's different things like that that just, you know, are just a joy. And one other thing before I'm going to pitch it over to Luke. A lot of times in the lobby of the Hilton, the last couple of years, they've had something called, it was 10 Forward, this group. They host like free sodas and things and nachos and cheese on the second floor of the lobby. Come on up after the convention and eat and get to know people. It's always a lot of fun. So
10 Forward.
Go ahead.
10 Forward, of course, is a reference to Star Trek The Next Generation. 10 Forward was the name of their kind of mess hall lounge bar area where, if you remember, Whoopi Goldberg was the proprietor, if you will.
Proprietor. Yep. And Cheeseman, and by the way, it's a raucous event if you want it to be. There's people everywhere. You're meeting people. And even if you're not so much of an outgoing extrovert person, go in. Saddle up to the bar, grab a drink. Someone's going to talk to you. It's going to start happening, and this is where you meet people. Luke, do you have any thoughts about LobbyCon before we close out for the night?
Yeah, Ben just reminded me how good those chips were. Late at night when you wander in there, like the nacho bar, the French onion dip with the potato chips. Like, oh, man, that was so good back in the day. But, yeah, the LobbyCon's always fun. We hung out with the soup Nazi from Seinfeld last year. Oh. You'll never know who you'll run into there or hang out with. But yeah, great place to just kind of mingle and hang out. And you can also do it at Hilton. You can do it at the Hilton's the main one we would go to, but you can also there's also the Marriott. Usually you bar hop from the two bars just right across from each other.
Never know who you're going to meet.
And that's kind of the fun thing. When I said, you know, it's the elite all the way to the bottom rung of the ladder, what I'm saying is everybody shows up there and everybody's on the same level. Yep. There's not a velvet rope area where the special people hang out. It's just everybody's there. And that's how we met this. I, all of a sudden, I'm a lifelong Seinfeld fan. I know the guy who plays the soup Nazi, which I can't even remember his name as an actor.
I'm trying to remember it. Yeah.
But Larry, I feel terrible. Larry, he's a real person.
What's his name?
It was Larry something.
Oh yeah, that's right. So Larry, you know, he goes to the conventions and you can get his autograph, and he's been on more than Seinfeld. He's had a few different recognizable characters, but the soup Nazi is the biggest one for him.
Larry Thomas. And,
there you go. And you know, he's got a booth at the con and you can go up and you can chat him up a little bit. But he's there to, you know, sell his autograph, make a little bit of scratch. I'm not going to judge the guy for that. Like, you got to pay your bills. But then I walk into LobbyCon, I find Luke and Jim, and they're like arm in arm with the soup Nazi, and he's hanging out, having a good time with them. They're all having drinks and everything. And I'm just like, what in what universe?
I know.
In what world do you just walk in and your friends are hanging out with an iconic character from 90s sitcom television?
He was great. So much fun. Guys, we are going to have to close it up. WonderCon 2024 is happening at the Anaheim Convention Center, March 31. I couldn't be more excited. Where can people find you, Ben?
Oh, Cheeseman, go first, and then I'll wrap us up.
I just want to say that WonderCon has some really cool merch this year. I actually just bought online this blue shirt that they have on their site. I just thought it looked really cool, and I never had a WonderCon shirt, so I just purchased this online. Should be here.
I'm getting those socks.
Very cool socks. And again, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Squeeze It. He's been around for a while. That is me as a child drinking Squeeze-Its.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Wow.
But all right. You can find me on Instagram and X at Cheese on Couch and theconguy.com. And yeah, follow us during the convention.
Is it Cheese on Couch? Because your thing says Cheeseman on Couch.
Oh, whoopsie. It's been it's a long cheese day. On couch, everyone. It's cheese on couch.
And my name is Ben Cleaver, one of the con guys here. I was adopted into this family, and I'm never going back. Never going back away from the family. You never turn on the family. Anyway, thank you so much for watching the Con Guy Happy Hour tonight. This was our part two of our coverage of WonderCon. And thank you so much. Check us out on the music's going again. Check us out on theconguy.com. Come meet us for LobbyCon at WonderCon this year. And remember, folks, the reason I'm drinking out of this red cup is because whenever Ben Cleaver shows up, it's always a party. Good night, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks for watching The Con Guy, the official program of theconguy.com. Find us on the Weeby Geeks Collective or anywhere you listen to podcasts.